Welcome to the Beer Healer Shortcuts. You know, when I have these conversations, quite often there's a little tidbit here and there that gets thrown onto the cutting room floor, which might actually be of interest to some people, but they tend to go nowhere. Other times, there might be a new beer being released or a new brewery being opened, or perhaps one of the listeners has had an amazing beer experience that they just need to share with the listeners. These are great reasons to have a conversation, but they aren't usually enough to fill a typical 30 to 60 minute episode, but there is still some great stuff in there. If you are a brewery, a sales rep, a brewer, or just a fan, the Beer Healer Shortcuts is the place where your fun, interesting, and informative tidbits have a home. So let's get into another Beer Healer Shortcut. Welcome back to another Shortcut, and today I have the boss of the Bines, the legend of Lupulin. Wait, I've got one more. The ace of the Alpha Acids. Hop Product Australia's Owen Johnston. So HPA and Beer Cartel have teamed back up again this year with another mixed 12-pack of beers highlighting a new hop innovation called Lupomax. Lupomax is an enriched hop lupulin pellet produced via the Haas Sensory Process, Sensory Plus Process even, and it's designed to deliver optimised flavour and reliable brewing performance year after year. Lupomax has less vegetative matter than the traditional T90 hop pellets and is more concentrated so brewers can use fewer pellets to make more beer. How's that going? It comes in a whole bunch of different varieties, and I, for one, am looking forward to seeing how the brewers use it in these new beers that have been put out. Sorry, AJ, that intro was a little bit long, and I just realised I don't have my glasses with me today, so the words are moving all over the page. I promise from here on in you can do most of the talking.
You know, I love the hops, love the hop products and these new pellets, but I tell you what I love more, opening a whole recording with a couple of dad jokes.
Hey, look at that going. Yeah, well, that's my wheelhouse these days. So anyway, let's get on with it. So 12 months ago, we had the Eclipse pack, which you did also in conjunction with Beer Cartel. Must have been a bit of a big hit because you're back again with the Lupomax. Was it that successful?
Yes, it was. And, you know, today we're going with round two. But, you know, really like back in the genesis of this idea is we want to get the proof in the pudding. We want to get the product out to our brewing audience and prove the concept and show what Eclipse can do back in 2020. And now we're talking Lupomax varieties this year. And we kind of just spitballed it from there. How would we get a bunch of collaborators together to make ourselves a bit of a mixed pack to show? And with Eclipse, it was very easy because we just wanted a range of beer styles and hopping techniques all with the one variety to show the audience, here's the range, here's the whole you know, the full spectrum of performance for Eclipse in different beer styles. And I think that worked really, really well.
Yeah, I think from memory, like a dark beer, there was a hazy, there was, it might have been a West Coast, I think it was
absolutely
everything.
Yeah, we went right from there was a Saison, a hoppy Saison.
Oh, yeah.
There was some really diverse stuff in there, which is exactly what I wanted. Now, that was really, really successful, no doubt about it, and it really helped get our audience, our brewers across this opportunity that Eclipse as a new Aussie flavour hop could provide in recipes.
Yeah.
And coming up to the modern day, we're here, launching this Lupomax pack, 12 beers, 12 unique beers, 12 one-off beers, made not just with one hop variety, but made with multiple varieties in the new pellet format of Lupomax.
Okay.
Right. So a beer in there might be a West Coast IPA.
Yep.
But it has, three or four hop varieties.
Yes,
and Lupomax is a new enriched pellet form.
Yeah, because the Eclipse was the single hop, and then this is like a new sort of technology. Is it effectively just trying to get more out of? Is it like a concentrated? You get your dishwasher tablets. They're smaller and they're concentrated. Is it that kind of an idea?
In a nutshell, it is exactly that. It's less of the sort of bract and stem, the leaf and the backbone in a hop, less of the vegetative matter. Therefore, as a proportion of the weight of the pellet, it's more lupulin, more of that oil profile that's going to give you bang for buck. So, yes, a reduced amount of vegetative matter. Yes, an enrichment of the flavor active proportion of hops that we're all interested in. Is it new? Not really. It's made on the old T45 pellet lines with the frozen element to them. What is new? And when you unpack it, like you say, yes, it is just a concentrated hop pellet. but there are a few subtleties, and really, I think some of the most important things actually are not around how the pellet's made. It's about how we control the quality of the product used to go into the pellet,
yep,
and the verification of the sensory performance once the pellet's been made. And yep, this is in your fabulous intro, this is the Haas Sensory Plus process where, yep, they are on the bale in feed, you know, intake side, they are looking at raw hops coming in to the store, rubbing, assessing primarily for true to type and an analytical, you know, certificate of analysis kind of perspective here, an analytical profile that is repeatable, high quality, not the best, because it's got to be repeatable.
Yeah.
They're looking at true to type,
yep,
repeatably high quality, and it gets the Lupo Max tick. Then it goes into the pellet line, wham, bam, out the other side, you've got some enriched pellets,
mm-hmm,
just to gloss that over. And then, of course, Haas up in Yakima in the Pacific Northwest of the US, they've got great brewing capability there, and they've got a highly trained, extensive sensory team. So you've got, yeah, that verification after the, yep, pellet has been produced.
Yep. So can you just quickly explain the relationship with Haas? Because you guys are effectively bringing these out, is it under license or as a partnership or whatever? It's not,
yep,
actually your stuff grown in the hop fields up here at New Norfolk.
Yep, no, we're a related entity. We share the same shareholders.
Right.
You know, we're part of the wider Bath Haas group of hop trading companies globally.
Yep.
There's the UK, there's Germany, there's China, you know, there's us. None of our HPA proprietary varieties have made it into Lupo Max yet.
Okay.
So this is, Lupo's been around, these pellets, or this process for making these pellets has been around, must be two seasons now. And, you know, we are stoked about how they perform. We think they've got a real meaningful benefit to brewers,
mm-hmm,
and that's why we're choosing to talk about this today and,
yep,
and bring a dozen collaborators together to produce these one-off beers and put them under brewers' noses and say, here's a potential here. And for me, really importantly, it's really that proof of concept. These enriched pellets can make great beers and they are true to type in their hop flavour.
Yep. So could we one day see Galaxy Lupo Max?
Yeah, potentially. There's no, awesome, barrier to it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, logistically it's difficult unless we take on the actual pellet line,
yep,
capabilities here in Australia, which we don't have currently. It involves us shipping bales of hops straight, yeah, off the farm gate to the US, and they make the Lupo Max for us. And there's a few logistical challenges in that. And
it's a friggin' long distance to get from here to there.
Well, and international freight's in the headlines day at the moment,
yeah,
so I'd prefer not to talk about that right now.
You mentioned you've grabbed 12 brewers to do this. I imagine getting 12 small independent craft breweries together is like herding a bunch of cats.
It's a lot more fun than that, but it shares a lot of similar attributes, but it is a lot more,
yeah,
fun than that. And you know, I will say, I think you and I appreciate this in the same way. These guys love what they do, right?
Yeah.
It's not a hard sell.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come and collaborate on a one-off beer with us with this new product, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
Yep.
You know, yeah, of course, no problem.
So what do you do with them? Is it just like, hey, guys, I've got this product, I want you to try it, here you go, catch you later.
Yeah.
Or is it really involved from your side of things? Because obviously you're a master brewer yourself. You know this shit back to front.
Well, that was in another life, mate, when I was someone, you know, when I was doing God's work, making beer. We do kind of have a bit of a mind map about,
right,
you know, trying to create diversity. You know, in that Eclipse pack, we went out and said, the West Coast IPA spot's been taken. Come up with something else,
yep,
you know, and really drive it. You know, we don't have a Belgian, we don't have a Kolsch, we don't have a, like, hit me with,
yeah,
some choice and variety,
yeah,
you know. And, you know, my creativity wouldn't feel a pinhead, but they're good at it.
Yep.
So when we walk in and we say we don't want 12 West Coast IPAs or 12 Nipahs, which we probably would have,
yeah,
got,
exactly.
You know, they actually embrace that,
yep,
because it's a bit like all care, no responsibility, bit of a playground,
yeah,
go and make something diverse
and it's kind of stand up. It's kind of last year's program on steroids, if you like, too, because it's not just one hop this time. You've got all these, like, I don't know if you've got the list of the different hops that come in there, but from what I saw, I picked out half a dozen names of the hops that I knew, you know, really well-known hops. But then there's all these other names of, I'd never even heard of half of them. So
exactly, and
it's for choice.
In a couple of ways there, what we've got is a really limited amount of European lupos. Calista Arellano, a couple of Hugh Mellon, a couple of, you know, they're not the land race, really high profile. It's not we have SARS, just to, you know, be a fly in the ointment here. But these other varieties are more modern, and, you know, they're the German equivalent of like flavour forward hops. Mm-hmm. SARS is a no-brainer because it's just got so much brand equity and you understand it, right? Out of the US, we've got a similar situation in the sense that there's the top tier hops like Citra, Mosaic, Amarillo, but then you kind of come into a, not, with no disrespect, a second tier where it's Sabro, Eldorado, Equinot. You know, we've started to branch out into these second tier hops to help, you know, bring the benefits of the Lupo across more variety, so brewers have this palette of flavors to choose from to build their product. So, like what you said about you know, on steroids earlier, the brewers have I don't know if there's a single hop beer in the mix. Maybe Sydney Brewery's Czech Pilsner is just SARS, but I can't recall off the top of my head. You should know that, right?
You should know, but, yes.
But, I mean, what struck me was exactly that. The guys have come back with a diversity of styles with real-world hop grist mixes. It's mm-hmm. not just 100% Eclipse. Like we asked them last time, it was, you know, there's a bit of Citra, a bit of Mosaic. And certainly for me, seeing the European varieties mixed in, check out the Hop Nation beer. The hop profile in that is really quite unique, and it's bloody delicious. And I've actually been quite impressed.
You're not allowed to play favourites, though. They're all your equally loved children, these beers.
I have no favourites. I just highlighting a difference I found appealing.
Oh, I love it. And so how do you pick the brewers? Is it first in, best dressed? Is it your highest highest buying customers? Is it your favourites? Try to spread it around?
No, not at all. We do try and we don't try and double up. We share the love. We try and share the love.
Yeah.
And there is a stack of great brewers out there now. I mean,
it's
what
actually whoever sending the most free beer during the year.
So send me free beer. I will say that what we do try to do is spread the love around Australia. So we have got you know, Tassie Brewer featured, you know, WASA, you know, we're all around the country. So we did that with Eclipse as well. And that's, I mean, I'm going to show my age a bit here probably, but geez, that's a wonderful thing for me because, you know, it hasn't always been the case that you could just say, of course we can do that.
Yeah.
There's going to be bloody great craft everywhere around Australia. Yeah. Let's go get one.
I was actually having that discussion with someone this week. Every state, I think, now has a legitimate claim to say we're the best state in Australia almost. Now every single state now has pretty much a really hot region where breweries have seemed to have sort of, you know, gone to, you know, might have been Marrickville in the past, but now you've got, like, you know, Collingwood and all that around Melbourne. You've got down south in WA, and it's just magic.
And isn't it just magic? I find it hard to keep up with.
Oh, me too.
So much beer to drink, it's so little time.
That's why I've given up homebrewing for a while, because I'm making shit homebrew. I can buy much better beer off the shelf these days. So
you got a few mates out there sending you freebies too, you know. So there. You know,
it helps.
So yeah, look, the practical piece around Lupo Max, you know. So yes, we're going out through Beer Cartel. They help us connect the shipment of cartons of this collaboration pack out to our brewers, so that they can get proof of the concept here and verify that these Lupo products, these Lupo Max varieties, stand up in beer, deliver true to type flavour, can make great beer with them. That's my primary objective.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Eclipse, the Eclipse mix pack, when we got rolling on this, it was like, well, we're going out through Beer Cartel. Why don't we just make it available to the public?
Yep.
What a bloody wonderful thing we could do there.
Mm.
And for me, it's a bit of a feel good for me, because what we're doing is putting hop names, hop varieties, hop performance right at the forefront of consumers who are interested. Yeah, we're probably preaching to the converted, and there's a heap of beer nerds out there who are going to jump on. But that's fine. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
But anything that contributes to bringing hop names and varieties into the common discourse has got to be great for beer culture, right? We want to understand our beer. We don't just want to smash booze, you know. That maybe in the past a little bit, but you know, I'm a little bit more interested in what I'm drinking now.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that we can contribute. It's hard for a farm gate operation for a supplier, you know, in this beer world to touch a customer, you know, an actual beer drinker. So this is, for me, this is, you know, it's pretty exciting still.
I also feel like it's a bit like, you know, when I speak to breweries, they talk about trying to keep the brewers interested. So the brewers would brew pale ale, you know, 5 out of 10 times, whatever it is. So every now and then we're going to throw in a funny, weird and wonderful, a limited release just to keep them interested. I feel like this is a bit like the same for you with your customers that, you know, they've got these standard brews they brew with the standard hops all the time. All of a sudden, here's something weird and wonderful and different. Go and have fun with it, guys. And then hopefully that reignites that passion between you and them and the hop fields. And
absolutely. Yeah. I think that feeds into why it's pretty easy to to get a collaborator on board. You know, we go out to a brewery and we say, we've got a bit of an idea. You want to jump on board with us? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. The trap of core product and all this sort of stuff, it's the reality of what we do, even in the craft space.
Yeah.
So having a bit of diversity in the brewery like this is really important. You know, I hope that when a carton of beer turns up at a brewery, you know, we're going to send out a carton of this mixed pack out to a brewery. What I want those guys to do, because it'll be addressed to a head brewer or someone like that.
Yep.
I want them to sit down and take the team through the range. And because that is also something we don't always do a lot of when we're in a production setting.
Yeah.
We've got to head down, bum up. We're making our pale ale every day, you know. You don't often get to sit down and go through a range of styles, talk about attributes, positive, negative, whether you like it or not, full stop.
Yeah.
And really to see, you know, to taste these beers, get that sensory data point, pin a name of a variety or a brewery or a beer or whatever it is, and you start to form that heuristic of understanding about what beer is. So next time you taste it, you go, oh, that's that. I've had that before. That's beautiful.
Yep.
You know, that's that Callista I never even had before. I had that Hop Nation beer, you know, just to throw that one in there again. You know, I think it's a really important piece of exciting, sort of not run-of-the-mill, something you can do in the brewery.
Are you letting them discover that, or are you going to lead that education piece with a 3-hour OJ 12 beers tasting or something like that? Or is that all about their own discovery?
I'll get through 12 beers in under 3 hours. it's a bit of a journey of self-discovery. The old herding of cats does come into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's busy and people are bombarded with content. We really appreciate that and respect that. So we're not going to force feed people. They can do their own journey of self-discovery through the beers. We've made it pretty easy to jump on the hops.com.au website. The beers will be there. You can jump on the Beer Cartel website and they'll have pieces on the beer, and of course the ability to buy more if you want to send your family one for Christmas.
Yep,
you know, please do.
We'll link to all of those in the show notes, of course.
Perfect.
What about the feedback loop with this stuff? So, what did you do with the feedback from Eclipse last time that maybe changed the way you did this release, perhaps?
Look, I think one of the most important pieces of feedback from Eclipse wasn't necessarily to do with the rollout of this promotional campaign, but what it really did was help us understand Eclipse as a performance in beer proposition.
Yep.
And to stand with integrity and say this beer can go from this style to that style. You know, when you use it in this setting, this is the outcome. And I guess the real headline for me was that real bump in confidence that what we were headlining is its flavour, is mandarin, sweet mandarin, is
you sound like Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights, sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah, well, I hope when the brewers close their eyes, that's what they get. you know, that is actually legit. I've seen it from Belgian Saison through to Nipa, and mandarin pokes its head up clearly in all these settings. And so, you know, it's like a performance, you know, it does what it says on the label.
Yeah.
And that's a really powerful thing in hops.
Yep. So the beers are available today. We'll link in the show notes to where they can buy them from on the Beer Cartel website. But up until now, nobody has had any idea who was involved in this thing. So do you want to tell us a bit about some of the brewers that are involved?
Yep. Absolutely. So particularly in alphabetical order, so that I don't show preference.
No favourites.
All right. So we've got Akasha with a West Coast IPA.
Oh, what a surprise, Dave.
Jeez. Well, some people, we play to their strengths, you know?
Like, fair enough, fair enough.
No, that, and that's a cracker. Black hops have punched out a red IPA with practically every Lupo Max variety in it.
Show-offs.
Also typical, yeah. Dainton's in there with a NEIPA. Hobart Brewing Co. Here in Hobart with a West Coast IPA. Hop Nation, and now, you know, we've spoken enough about them, but also an IPA there. And we've got Little Bang from SA with a black IPA, which is absolutely delicious.
One drop
with a mind-bendingly punchy session IPA.
It's a funny choice for them because, you know, they've pulled out all those weird wonderfuls over the last couple of years to maybe, have they dialed it back a bit? No. Oh, okay.
It's dialed back in the booze, but it is a big beer.
Oh, nice.
This is beer styles that didn't even exist when I was a brewer, so I stand in awe of some of the output
here.
Yeah,
great.
Other side from WA with a strong pale, a really classic strong American pale. It's just right
awesome.
On, like it's, you know, bang on the style.
Sweet.
It's just delicious. Sydney Brewery, again, playing to their strengths with the pills.
I'm loving clear beer right now. Oh, I love it.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I love it.
And White Bay doing a hazy IPA.
Yep.
Surprise. Yeah. And Batch with a Hoppy Kolsch.
Hoppy Kolsch. So, full disclosure, I've had the Hoppy Kolsch.
Is it satisfactory?
Well. Yes, satisfactory. Yeah, you know, I've got an amazing palate, haven't I? So, no, it was great. Yeah, it was great. But I've held back on posting on the social media. So I've done the right thing, Andrew Finneran.
I'm talking to you. Yeah. A vector to flex on hop forward beers.
Yep.
There's a fair few IPAs in there of different iterations, but I think when you get them in front of you and you see the, you know, all the colours of the malt rainbow in front of you, the different varieties that make up these hop profiles, the way they've been executed, I'm stoked. I think brewers out there will get what I want them to get out of, which is, you know, proof of concept and a dozen absolutely smashing beers to share amongst the guys and girls on the team.
And all the ones that were listed in the press release, the different varieties of the Lupamax, have they all been used by Black Ops or everybody? have they all been used in all these different beers, everyone?
In the sense that the whole range that we actually have on our list and available for brewers to buy, yes, they all feature in the pack.
Yep.
Not every beer features them all like Black Ops.
That's great.
Yeah. So, if you're particularly interested in like the European ones, you know, you can jump on the website and find
check it out. Yeah, we'll link to those.
Yeah. As always, there's plenty of content on the hops.com.au website.
Yep.
There's in our news and events section, there's a bunch of interesting posts, whether you're interested in sustainability or hop selections or whatever you like. We've also kept up the virtual harvest content from March's harvest this year, the Aussie harvest in March 2021. So you want to go behind the scenes on the farm, all the farm tour videos there, they've proved really popular. So I highly recommend people to go and check them out if they haven't already.
And, of course, we've got every single brewery's Instagram account we'll link through to yours. We'll link through to the Beer Cartel website where they can jump on and buy the beers. And then I believe that after the big releases, if you go to those individual breweries, you might be able to pick up a few of the leftover cans of these great liquids.
Absolutely. It's our assumption that the breweries have all got some product for tap rooms and their own local distribution. So, like, if you're lucky enough to be proximal to any of these guys, wander on down, support your local.
Beautiful.
And wrap your lips around another delicious beer.
Check out these Lupo. Is Lupo Max the future for the hop industry?
That is an excellent question. You're really ripping the lid off because pellet form isn't the frontier for me. Impact in beer is the holy grail. And the enriched pellets have benefits for brewers, right?
Yep.
Lower beer loss in the process, a higher beer recovery, that's an economic proposition.
Yep.
Lower solids in your waste streams and other process-orientated benefits.
Yeah.
The consistency year on year through the Sensory Plus process, so you've got this confidence of performance, you know, through time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, impact is key. And again, back to Eclipse and why that is a winner for us, because it's a 10 out of 10 impact in beer hop with a clear profile that brewers can latch onto, think skillfully about how to work it into the next product, and bang, you're on the market.
And also, don't people just love throwing hop flowers in just for fun too?
It's one of those craft mantras, isn't it?
It's magical. Yeah.
More hops equals better.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks for your time today. Excited to see the pack when it comes out. Everybody get onto the Beer Cartel website, check it out, go to all the links and enjoy these amazing new beers. Cheers.
Awesome. Thanks. Enjoy it.
Good night.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Beer Healer Shortcut. To help support the show, rate, review, follow or subscribe via your favourite podcast platform, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. If you've got something that you want to share with the listeners, shoot me a message via my Facebook or Instagram page. Cheers to great beers.